Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program, Robin Dreek.
Let's go over to the Maya Kowalski story and what's going on there, that trial going on right now. This case, absolutely just infuriating. If you have children, if you've ever been in the medical system and had any sort of interaction, you know, good or bad, because it's a scary reality that Maya's family faced when they brought her in to be seen at Johns Hopkins Children's Hospital. They were completely ripped away from their daughter, accused of abuse and not able to have contact with her for 90 some days, unless it was very regulated. And in that process, her mother ends up killing herself over the stress and trying to get attention to the wrong that was happening to that family. This is a case where there's so many times we scream at our system and the system of CPS of not stepping in when they need to. In this case, they stepped in and they just kept going despite all the evidence, despite all of the data, despite the doctors that she's had saying, look, this is, you're wrong. We need to treat her this way. And her parents are not abusers. What the hell is going on here? And just how much power, you know, does this system have to do this sort of thing?
I don't know. This is a very complicated one. There's a few questions I'm asking myself that I'd love to know more about in this one. The first thing that strikes me more than anything is the mother committing suicide. So the hospital's claiming that they took her, or they claim that she needed to go into protective custody, but it was because of the mother. Yeah. There's something about her that made them take that action. Mm-hmm. So let's remove our own concepts of we've either had great experiences at a hospital or bad experiences. Yeah. You have a group of people, and that's what I want to know about. I'd love to know the decision makers in that process, how many reps they have doing that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, what I mean is, so when we have an officer, say you have a traffic stop and you have a patrol officer that has done thousands of car stops, they have a sense of what looks normal, what feels normal, whether this is going to be a good stop, a bad stop, or otherwise. Same thing with investigators, like in the Alec Murdaugh case. Mm-hmm. You know, the investigators are rolled up on the scene. They've done it a lot. They had an initial impression of exactly what was going on because they have reps. So the first question I have is for the people at the hospital that made this call, how many reps did they have when they made the call? Because that would say a lot as to the credibility they have when referring it to, you know, protection for the child. Mm-hmm. Part of that process then too is they were claiming that the mother, something was off with the mother. And what happens tragically is the mother does commit suicide. Mm-hmm. So that also then says the little girl and her being taken from the family for 90 days might have been a straw that broke the camel's back, but there's mental health issues if you're committing suicide. So there's definitely mental health challenges I think the mother was facing, whether it was diagnosed, undiagnosed, family knew about it, didn't know about it.
Sure.
So there's a dynamic going on there in that family as well. So I don't know the dynamics of what was going on in the hospital about their level of professionalism. Also, the thing that I also do too is they might have had, everyone has a standard operating procedure. If you see X, Y, and Z, do this. If you see X, Y, and Z, do that. I mean, it's how doctors diagnose illnesses as well. You have a protocol. And so, but the protocol is always a start off point. And after you have the start off point from the protocol, after you pass that line of debarkation, I call it, then common sense needs to take effect as well. And we start having conversations, dialogues to see if we're still going to be on protocol or whether we have an unusual situation here. And obviously the girl's diagnosis is in a very unusual situation that played into it. So you have all these different dynamics playing in together. It'll be very interesting to see how it goes.
Dr. Sally Smith is the one that seems to have a lot of fingers pointed at her. She just retired this last year. And we've also learned that Dr. Sally Smith is behind several other cases of families where the children were removed incorrectly. One so where the father even ended up in jail for damn near a year before charges were finally dropped. And this is after Sally had only allegedly met the families for less than a half hour. That sort of power was able to be wielded, which I find extremely disturbing. And of course, when it goes to CPS, they're getting the information from Dr. Sally Smith. They're not necessarily listening to the parents right away. Dr. Sally is telling everything that she thinks that she knows. Sally, and this is a weird one too, because Dr. Sally does have a lot of reps in. Dr. Sally has had more than 3,000 cases that she's worked on over the course of 30 years. So this is not like it's new to her, but these are pretty detrimental screw-ups that she's making with people's lives or made with people's lives over the course of that time to not have any sort of repercussions. Or, I mean, is it one of those just harsh realities of life? Look, if you're going to do something 3,000 times and you got 12 or 13 in there that didn't quite turn out how you thought it would, does there need to be some grace there? Or was Sally just simply not really investigated or looked into too closely after making bad judgment calls?
Yeah, and you highlighted an arc of her life of making bad calls consistently over time, even 13 out of 3,000, it seems like a low number, but it's still a number way too high.
Yeah.
But because she has 3,000 reps, she's going to wield a lot of influence over the people above her. So if she has strong relationships, she's either well-regarded or well-feared. Mm-hmm. She's going to be able to maintain doing what she does, bad calls or not. So I think you zeroed right in on the challenge there. I think what tragically happened also is that when you have a individual at the right at the wrong time, like this one was with the doctor, and then you have a mother who's dealing with the trauma of everything, and she's got a weak spot, you know, psychologically going, she's got a trauma point as well where she's dealing with something mentally. Mm-hmm. It's just a recipe for a horrendous outcome like happened.
I just think at the end of the day, we still look at this, and I kind of go back to that first thought and question that I had of, we have those cases. Where is someone to step in where it certainly needs to be? And then we have this where, look, the parents willingly bring their children in for help. It's not like someone was knocking on their door going, we think your children might be not being in the best care. They're bringing them in. They're asking for help. They're saying what the children have been through from doctor to doctor, and they need help. To be that swift and quick to villainize the parents and immediately put them on this path of, yeah, guess what? We're going to accuse you of this. And if you want your kid back, you're going to have to go down this road of this is the step you need to take here. You need to check this box. You need to do this. You need to see this therapist. You need to see that person. The judge needs to check off on this without ever being really found guilty. It's just basically the judgment or the opinion of one person that seems to have extreme effects, far more than, you know, our legal system, I guess, really is supposed to allow for, with being accused and charged of things without any sort of judge or jury.
Yeah, hopefully they do a good after action on this one too, and update their SOP, their standard operating procedures for these kind of things. But it also highlights that, you know, all of us, when we're dealing with the medical community, it's always important to remember you are purchasing a service. I don't know if it would have made a difference in this one. It probably wouldn't have, just because I think Dr. Sally was ruling her nest that she was in. Mm-hmm. But when you are in a dealing with the medical community, you're buying a service. Do your due diligence. You know, just like we look at all the, whether we're getting a plumber, electrician, an HVAC person, someone to take care of our car, our house, anything in life, what are we doing? We are shopping around. We're getting referrals. We're doing deep dives. You know, the great thing that we have, you know, as much as you and I talk about how social media is, you know, killing a lot of things, what it also gives us a lot of tools to do these kind of deep dives too.
Sure.
You know, that you can hopefully make a more informed decision. If you don't like the answers you're getting or the care you're getting or the reputation someone may or may not have, we can start making other choices. Granted, they're in a situation where they didn't have much choices because of the disease that their daughter had. I mean, It's, I don't know what could have been done. You know, the hindsight, the armchair quarterback on this one, it's a hard one. I have no idea. It's just rough. But all we can do is learn a little bit from it and move forward. All of the rest of us, see what we can do differently next time.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation.
Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.